thinking about the age-old question, why am I here?
Why?
Why are you here? Why? Are you an accident? A happy accident, I hope? Or were you planned? Now you say to yourself, how could they be planned? Did my mother and father write up a list? Tomorrow we're going to try and have pregnancy go 1-1. And then 9 months later, you're here. Is it planned? Or was it, or was it flipping of the dice? Why are you here? Why? After you're born, of course, as a young infant, you can't decide, why am I here? But later on, 5 years old? No. 10 years old? Maybe. Your understanding of this question? 12 years old? It becomes more and more clear as we hit 15, 18, 20 years old. Why am I here? Well, think about it. Why are you here? Because your parents said so. Because your grandparents said so. Because the man or girl upstairs said so. Why are you here? Why? You might go through your whole life saying to yourself, why am I here? Why am I in this situation? Why did my life turn like this, and didn't go like this? Because life is a journey. That's why you're here. That's right. Life is a journey. Life is an adventure. That is why you're here. There's no roses all the time, no sunshine and bells. Not always. You're here for a reason. That is why you are here. And at the same time, you'll notice you are here with a certain advantage. You say, how come? You might have bad health in a sense. You might have bad eyesight. You might have all kinds of things. But there's always one remaining quality above all and above everybody else. I call it a gift. That is why you're here. You were born to transfer your gifts to others. Let them experience what you have to others. Self-satisfaction is above all the best gift there is. That is why you're here. It's not random. Something about you is different than everybody else on this planet. They say there might be 5 billion people on this planet. Every single one is different. And you are different. That is why you're here. Now, you might have a twin sister, you might have a twin brother, your parents might have twins in the family, you might be identical twins. That's right. But still, your personality is slightly different than somebody else, even though you may be a twin. That's right. That's why you're here. To show the world your personality, your skills, your advantages over others. Advantages comes in many ways. It's not just mental thinking about mathematics or science or geography, history, and so on. There's certain niche you have better than anybody else on the planet. Something is different about you. That is why you're here. To show the world what you can do better than somebody else. I never said it's easy. I never said it's guaranteed of income, guaranteed of travel. No, it's not. It's up to you to use your gift for some reason. That is why you are here. Take advantage of that gift or whatever it is. That thing you find very comfortable doing. That is your gift and that is why you are here. Don't waste it. I've heard this expression so many times from so many people. I find this very easy to do, but it's boring. I remember talking to somebody years and years ago who was very good in mathematics. And he told me, Brian, I'm very good in mathematics in school. I get 100% every single test. Well, maybe, I said to myself, maybe you haven't been challenged yet. Challenged. In other words, you're going through the motions, the curriculum of every high school, university, and so on, getting perfect tests, and so on. That's why you're bored. You haven't been challenged. You have a gift for mathematics in this case. Expand on that. Yeah. So many, many people don't understand. A gift comes in many, many ways. It does. That is why you're here, to explore how to benefit to others your promise, your gift, your comfortable thing, whatever it is. That is why you're here. It's not just to make notes, have a family, work 50 years, die. No. The idea is to pass on you, your characteristics, your personality to others, the good stuff. That is why you're here. Every time you do that, a little tiny piece of you goes to somebody else. It could be myself to a student. It could be a family member. A little part of me goes with them, and they take that with them for a lifetime. That is your gift. That is your promise. That is why you're here. Yeah. Of course, you might say to yourself, well, yeah. Well, think about it. You never know whose lives you've touched. You really don't know. until you go back in time if you can. I talked to him, her, and so on, so on, so on. And now she's using something that I talked about earlier. So you have done something to help them in their life. That is why you're here. So the famous expression, why am I here? You've asked rabbis, priests, ministers, gurus, and so on the same question. They can't give you an exact answer because they can't. They can give an answer to you based on what you want to hear most of the time. You're here because of X. That is why you are here. So when somebody says, might be a family member, say, why am I here? Why? Because the universe has a certain way of getting together, a certain way, certain times. That's why you're here. It's not planned according to us. It is planned in the universe, but not to us. So when you see things coming together, it could be a relationship, a job, a career, whatever it is, there's a reason. That's why you're here. You're at the right time, at the right place, at the right moment. You've heard this expression before. That's why you're here. And when you recognize that, you'll notice your comfort level goes up, your income level will go up, your happiness will rise to the top unbelievably. That's why you're here. So remember that special phrase, why am I here? It's hard for your parents and other spiritual leaders, let's say, to talk about and give you a set answer. You have to think about it, the opposite. Be a very high concept of evaluation of yourself and others. That's why you're here. So, can I give you a straight answer for this? No, nobody can. You have to do it yourself. Think inside your subconscious level. Why am I here? Beautiful question, isn't it? But it makes you think about yourself and the future of yourself. Till next time, this is Lightning ESL. Bye-bye.